Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside me is the world famous Pot Brothers at Law and Mr. Joe Grande. And you are now tuned in to the greatest cannabis show at the Counterculture Convention.
That's for right sure. It's the only one here, so we definitely are the greatest one here.
Just
that's
right here,
a
though.
Fact. I mean, we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis, you guys. And for those who didn't come to this one, make sure you come to the next C3 in a city near you, Counterculture Convention. And if you're ever looking for some high-quality seeds, folks, head to
Rocket Seeds.
That's right, rocketseeds.com for trusted cannabis seeds. Thousands of clients around the world have come to depend on Rocket Seeds. Check them out online at rocketseeds.com. And they're actually here at C3, so which is dope. That being said, you guys, thank you for listening to the podcast all around the world. If you ever want to call and say what's up, feel free to hit us anytime. 1-800-420-1980. Make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news, learn the script, and so much more.
Yes.
At Cannabis Talk 101. And once again, the website has fully been revamped. As you heard me say it, we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. So go get all the latest information from there. Also, at pot_brothers_@_law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig's at Waslaw Dog. My man Blue right here is at 1 Christopher Wright.
Hello.
I am at Joe Grande 52. And our guest today, you guys, I'm actually excited because I started peeping up shit real quick. The name rings a bell in the ear like no other, but this dude is a legendary glass blower. He's actually made the world's largest bong ever. Jason Harris, folks, is in the building. Make some noise for this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right on, Joe. Right on.
I mean,
what's
you know,
up,
when you think of legendary folks in the game, you know, your name just rings a bell with it because it's funnier. I heard it earlier, and I was like, why does that name sound familiar, right? Like, you come out of town, you come out of state, and you hear these names that just keep coming up throughout life, especially in the industry, and your name is one of those. And
right on.
I've never slapped hands personally yet because, you know, I would remember a good-looking chap like yourself.
Right on.
With that sexy hair of yours. And I was like, oh, my God, that's that dude. No way. And starting off with you, before we get into Johnny Harris as well, and Johnny Hash also has a store out here, so thank you, Johnny. Bomb Diggity's in the
Bomb
building.
Bomb Diggity.
You can find Bomb Diggity out here in Texas, and I'm sure a few other states located near you. But let's stick with you for a second. How did you get into glassblowing? Like, how does that even fucking come about? Because it's
wow.
So crazy to think, hey, let me start blowing some glass and making bongs and pipes.
Sure. Well, I got to tell you, Joe, it's all about the cannabis. I was an art major in college, and through smoking cannabis.
Where? What school did you go to?
University of Oregon. Ducks, baby.
Really?
Let's go Ducks.
My daughter goes to Willamette out in Oregon out there.
It's a great area, very creative. It's good weather for studying, and it's right on the money. And so anyway, when I was up there doing college, I met an old man, Bob Snodgrass. And he started this pipe movement that we're in right now. And this is back in 1991, so 30 years in the business now. And, you know, through all of it, I got to meet, especially when everything was underground, I got to meet all the biggest weed dealers in the U.S. I would get flown everywhere and bring my pipes and, you know, kind of got to know the industry before there was an industry. So with all that, you know, it's been a long ride, and getting into glass is all about cannabis, bro. It was about how to taste better cannabis or be able to taste the flavor.
It's funny as you say that, because growing up, I had the old prototype. Remember the prototype? Yeah.
Absolutely, man. And the Rolls Royce of pipes.
Right? Wasn't it? And it feels like it still is, because you can still have a fucking prototype, and that motherfucker, if you clean it,
it's still
going to hit pretty good. Yeah. So to me, that was at the time, you know, growing up in the 90s, going, this is a great pipe. But it wasn't until I hit, and it feels like a crackhead, that glass pipe.
Sure.
That really made the flavors and those terpenes pop.
And before we made these pipes, it was a crack pipe that you'd have to buy to taste the flavor. And, mm-hmm. and the glass lends itself to just pure, you know, cannabis smoke. But Joe, the difference between a proto pipe and what we're making out here is that we kind of consider ourselves human 3D printers. So that pipe you have, as long as you have it when the mothership lands, it's your key to get in the door. Okay, so you're going to be able to walk up and put it in and go on with the crew, okay? So you make sure you always have your nice glass pipe on you.
And I want you, Jay, to walk us through, because I have no idea what it even starts off with, takes to even create one of these. Can people do this in their backyard?
Sure, is it absolutely.
You know what I mean?
It's an ancient art, 5,000 years old.
We're doing it out of a bus right
and,
over here.
Yeah,
oh, you guys are doing
we have
right
a bus right next
here.
Door here, and it's in the back of
what
the bus.
What number?
And,
I'm not sure.
It's so the one with all the flames pouring out of it.
Yes. You guys are actually blowing here at C3.
On site.
Correct. Yeah,
what are you doing later tonight? Can you guys come to my room?
The official after party, man.
Yeah.
Let's make a pipe in there. Why not? Let's make the world's second largest.
Yeah. Well, you know, back in the day, that was the way we did it. I traveled around. I followed the Grateful Dead, a rock band, and Blue Glass in the Four
Seasons. How old are you?
In the Four Seasons. I'm 50 years old, and everybody asks me how I look so good.
Yeah.
It's cannabis.
Yes.
Okay, it is cannabis pure. And,
yes.
I'm proof right here.
That's
so anyway,
beautiful.
Back in the day, we'd go to the hotel.
1971, ladies and gentlemen.
71, January 22nd.
March 27th.
All right.
Aquarius. You old fucker.
So,
by three months,
you know,
2 months.
We used to go in the hotel room, blow glass in the bathroom, kick on the vent fan, and then get out in the parking lot and sell the next day. That's the roots of the industry.
Joe.
And
so,
now
so
we're able to
start?
Come out
like,
here in this
you
giant
go to Home
killer.
Depot and buy a starter kit of glass. Like, walk me through what it really takes to, like, even the guy listening going, because let's just face it, Jay, there's that young generation that someone's going to become the next you, right?
Sure.
Like, you're the
right
celebrity
now?
Star of, like, you've done it for, what is it, like Oprah, the Snoops, the fucking...
All of it. George Clooney, Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore. They all got bongs.
They all get your bongs because it's like, okay, I got to get the signature bong, right?
Yeah.
So there's a young whippersnapper out there that's listening to this podcast, maybe in another country. We're heard in 136 countries.
Yeah.
And you're the iconic bong maker. So... what does it take to start it? And this kid's going to go, let me go.
It's pure and simple, man. You got to have drive and passion for whatever it is you're going to do. And just like here, building a set, setting up a glass blowing studio, if you want to do it, it's out there. Very simple, easy to do, whatever it might be. And that's what glass blowing taught me and many, many thousands of others since I started blowing glass. It kind of teaches you to feel good about yourself and realize I can make something and make money off of it and give you that empowerment in life. And so... just like anything else, glass blowing is very accessible on the internet. There's one place that we all consider mecca as glass blowers, and it's called the Pilchuck Glass School. That's up in Stanwood, Washington. And I highly recommend that anybody who's halfway interested in glass, whether a very beginner, never done it before, expert, everybody has to go up there for one point in their life to experience mecca.
Yeah. Now, listen, you know, where's home right now?
Ooh, that's a tough question now, man. I started a cannabis program because I have 30 years in the space. I realized with my network of people, growers, buyers, everybody else, I'm able to put together killer cannabis for the streets. And we sell in California and Nevada right now. So I go back and forth, and I'm pretty much on the road. Every weekend we're doing demos in dispensaries in California.
Joe.
And getting a big play on it. I see you everywhere. I was on your show, I don't know what, 4 years ago now at the ASD convention.
Oh, when I wasn't there.
Yeah, it was pre-Joe.
Now you know how much better it's gotten.
Well, yeah,
and you are everywhere, and I'm really proud of what you're doing for the plant and the industry and the lifestyle. It's promoting something good, and if everybody can take something off of it, it's shut the fuck up, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
this is something that's rang through our industry now, and I'm sure it's empowered a lot of people to you know, be now, and it's very, very helpful what you guys have done.
And it's
for
so
the
true because Blue created this about 7 years ago. He hooked up with Mark and Craig.
I thought he was nuts, man. He was calling us. I worked at ASD. I'm like, this guy's not. Put him in.
And now you're the owner of JBD, which is great, and you're doing that. Yeah. As you mentioned some of the names, like, what were some of the first names when you first got hit up? Like, you're like, wait a minute, who's trying to get a hold of me to make me a fuck, to make them a bong? Like, who? When did it first start where you got that first call, and who was it?
You know, I posted a picture on my Instagram recently of Snoop's first bong, and that's when he visited my friend's head shop in Florida on his tour. I mean, this is a long time ago, and Snoop's always gotten, you know, pieces when we've been in coordination, and he's been a big influence on what we do. But back when Be Real was with Carmen Electra, and
yes,
I was able to hang out with them and give B the bong, you know what I mean? And he still talks about it today. These are really cool times back in the early 90s when I thought cannabis was, you know, just the newest, coolest thing ever, and which it was. We had a lot of great strains coming around, and, you know, the base of where we are today.
It was a lot of good cannabis then, too.
Was there any shocking names? Like, of course, you know, I've heard of the Oprahs and this and that. I feel like Oprah was a shocking name.
Well, right now, the Manhattan Madam, what's her husband? He runs the Inquirer down there. He was just all over the news.
I know who you're talking about, but I don't remember his name. Chris Franchino can't spit his name
anyway,
out.
Anyway, Manhattan Madam, we're making some pieces out there, and... you know, gosh, what goes on right now is I visited Dan Blazarian's house the other day.
Nice.
And, you know, for me, it was like visiting a king. You know, he has a wild...
There's
a lot of candy
in the shop right there.
Wild air about him. But his collection of dab rigs and bongs was
incredible.
Nothing to be taken lightly. This is the most incredible collection I've seen in a long time. And it was really neat to kind of see that.
Let me just step in it real quick because, listen, JB, you are very talented. You have a lot of drive. I've followed your career, you know, in the industry because I've been the backpack boy to the guy that was working here and there, and I've seen
sure.
you, and I've watched him like, oh, dude, this guy's dope, and I've seen you blow glass at events, and the love that you put into this plant and the glass that you you put together is something that you don't see from a lot of blowers or just producers of glass.
Sure.
You know, it's easier just to grab it and go get it and slap it out there. But when you're sitting there like, you know, every piece that I put together is going to have some kind of culture behind it, some kind of lifestyle. It's going to have its own, you know, legs. I don't think you're not ever making something fast food just to give it out. And then I've heard stories of, you know, you had someone said, oh, they had a situation and you just fixed things for them, you know?
Yeah.
That's love.
Yeah.
You know, so I appreciate what you're doing for our industry.
Well, speaking of love, I come out here to Houston and my friend Jake over here, Johnny Hash, he's running some really cool programs with glass, and he was very persistent to bring me out here a few years ago for me to teach a class in his program with Bomb Diggity. And I had such a great experience. These Houston boys are super fun to be around, and I'm so glad that the show came here to Houston. It's kind of like cracking an egg.
Yeah.
We have a really conservative base here in this area, and it's always kept our showy out of here. But Texas, traditionally, has always been one of the biggest accounts for head shops. So there's been a lot of pump here because of the college base, and it used to be
a college crowd. There's a lot of good colleges out here in Texas.
Hundreds, and those create business for us. And this is a guy that is on the scene. He's on the street. He's out there selling on the daily, and he's one of the biggest hustlers I know in the biz. And it's super stoked to be out here with him. He's provided the glass blowing studio that we have, and. Tell us about Bomb Diggity over here.
Well, no, let's take a break real quick. When we come back, we want to hear all about Bomb Diggity. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll
Beautiful.
Be right back after this.
Love
Woo!
It.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101, live right here in Houston, Texas at the Counter Culture Convention. Joe Grande.
Johnny Hash is in the building, folks. It is nothing like getting a good stamp of approval by JB himself. I mean, I love what he said about you beforehand because that's what it takes. You know, you get and you connect with legendary people that are doing the right things. And then how do you get involved, Johnny Hash, with creating even a company like Bomb Diggity that's just putting out great glass all over the place? How did you get started?
By being a pain in the ass. I was extremely persistent. I don't take no for an answer. I'm a degenerate. Corporate jobs and that whole world just wasn't going to work for me.
Right.
So I had to find an honest way to do what I wanted to do, and this was it. And I didn't found Bomb Diggity, but I basically inherited part of it, you know what I mean? And
sure.
Be part of that movement. Yeah.
Yeah.
I worked my way through the trenches, man. I started out making $7.25 an hour, working 15 hours a week, and now I own the hottest shop in Texas. You know, one of them at least. And here in Texas, it's like he was saying, it's kind of an untapped market that's still producing and doing its thing. We have 4 of the largest cities in the country here, and in the metropolitan areas, it's very progressive, but you have a lot of rural Texas, which is majority of our mass and stuff. So it's just been one of those things where it's been an uphill battle trying to get rid of that stigmatization and taboo of what it is.
Sure.
So education and persistence has been like the main thing that we've been trying to do.
They do a lot of really cool glass blowing classes mm-hmm. at Bomb Diggity. So if you're in the Texas area
literally
or even
in
out there.
The store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've done things like that as well. We have our mobile studio. We have a private studio as well. And we've been doing a school that we've had going and stuff like that. We've had to kind of, we're rebuilding in the process right now. We're focusing on other things at the moment. We got a lot of irons in the fire. So we've been just kind of trying to spend our time the best we could to build
where
something
exactly
state of the
is
art.
Where exactly is it? On the street, like what's the address?
We're at 2155 Durham. We're right here in the heart of the Heights.
Yep.
And it's right off the freeway with I-10, so it's easy access. It's
right
one
off
of the most
Katy, right? Yeah.
Well, Katy was the original location. That's where it was founded back in, I think, 2009, if I'm not mistaken. And, yeah, right there, I think, like, a month before quarantine, we went ahead and moved over to the Heights, which has kind of, like, traditionally been a very artsy and music-driven part of our community here in Houston. So that's kind of where we did that, and we wanted to show people that, you know, like, we were able to produce one-of-a-kind glass art that's from independent artists all over the world, and it's stuff that you're not going to see anywhere. We don't even call ourselves a smoke shop. That's not what it is. Like, it is a literal art gallery.
I see it. It says it's an art gallery. Yeah, yes. That's what I'm reading on your guys' location right now. Bomb Diggity Glass Gallery is the most renowned and innovative glass studio in all of Houston. So go by and check them out. I'm looking at the pictures. I'm looking at all the products right there. It looks amazing. What are some of the big SKUs that you guys are selling that are just that fly off the shelf?
It's just his work, Jerome Baker, yeah. For sure. I mean, there's not anybody that knows anything about glass that doesn't know that name. So it's true. And it's really like that's, in my opinion, one of the like the best intro ways into that. But I mean, some of this stuff gets insane. Like we've sold, you know, 6-digit figure like pieces before.
Really?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I was about to say, like, and Joe, you might not know this, but I know these boys do. I mean, you know, the guys that collect glass, you know, like, you know, for us, close to us would be like Ziggy's, you know, Carlos over there at Ziggy's, right?
Sure.
He's a collector. I mean, he buys, yeah. You know, you go into his store and you're like, dude, what? This is a $30,000 piece? This is a $50,000 or $7,000?
I know Jared from West Coast Cure. He's bought some real expensive
pieces. He buys stuff too. But I mean, there's people that really buy for quality. They don't care what the price is. They care about the art form and the product usage, and sometimes it'll never be used, or they'll use it and clean it, whatever. But there's some amazing pieces out there, and to be honest with you, JB's like one of the guys that's created that culture.
Absolutely.
You know, you gotta realize too, people are going out now and they bring their Louis Vuitton backpack and take out their $20,000 piece that
it's
matches their
too.
Shoes
yeah.
and their hat.
Yeah.
There's a lot to it. There's a lot to the whole culture. It's become what we call a Piper movement. And
ooh, I like that.
You know,
Peter
there's
Piper,
there's
Pink
just,
Peppers.
There's just a lot of action with it, and like you say, these collections are a representation of the person who owns them at the time.
But both of you guys though have expensive tastes, and I like that because I can tell with the things that you guys are selling. What is one of the most expensive pieces, Johnny, you have in your store?
Currently, I've got one in there for about $17,000.
Okay, and then what is the most expensive piece, JB, that you've ever sold?
I'm not discussing my day.
Right? No, it's been true. Yeah, public. Yeah. Well,
we got 6 digits out of the largest bong in the world.
Yeah. Bongzilla. Yeah.
Bongzilla.
It's a large.
Where does
it live? It's a 24-foot tall glass bong that's made from uranium glass, so it glows in the black lights. And you know, it was set up in Las Vegas on Fremont Street. It had its own giant digital screen out on the street.
Yep. Wow.
And it was a little ahead of its time. I think it was about 1 year ahead of its time. So it lived there for about a year, and now it's in a storage unit in Vegas somewhere. I don't own it. Everything was done and paid for, but I believe it'll go back up somewhere someday.
How does that even come to be? Like, what inspired you to build something so big?
Money, man, money.
Yeah.
Come on,
honey,
dude.
Come on, honey.
I got commissioned by what it was called Cannabition. I remember Blue Knows the place,
yep.
And it was on Fremont Street,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of progressive people got together and put this museum together, a Cannabition Museum, and their dream was to have the largest bong in the world in there. And so we wrapped them around it, and we got Leafly, the great cannabis app Leafly, who
yep.
is does a lot of really cool stuff in the space. They produced the content on us creating that, and we created it with the guys up in Seattle from Dale Chihuly's camp. One of the best glass artists in the world. He did the Bellagio ceiling and a lot of these giant chandeliers you see.
Yeah.
And it was a whole project. And for me, process is part of the art. And the most important part for me is the team working together to create from
the
ground
document,
up.
I mean, I remember the document of this.
Yeah,
you know,
it's called Redemption Bong.
Yeah.
And that's on Leafly.
I mean,
and the reason why it's Redemption is because my part of my story is I was making, in my 20s and 30s, millions of dollars a year selling bongs. I was doing $4 million a year, 70 employees in 2000, year 2000. And in 2003, I was arrested with Tommy Chong and 55 others in what they called Operation Pipe Dreams. And that was I got arrested for manufacturing drug paraphernalia.
I remember hearing about this.
They
yeah.
took all my shit away, and they told me I'm never allowed to make a bong again. And so I moved to Maui, and I lived there for about 15 years, and we kept our business going underground in the U.S. over here, and over there I made dolphins, whales, and turtles and all this stuff out of glass and sell them to tourists. Well, now, with the advent of legalization, we've gotten our building in Vegas about 5 years ago now, and we went to the first Cannabis Cup there. I think it was in 2012 in Colorado. We were able to smoke weed. So the times are changing.
And that's
brought us to, you know, this kind of redemption. And
that's so the beautiful thing, man. Like, it, everything that's happened, positive or negative, has just forced our hand to grow, because these guys had to stop what they were doing and go back into underground, learn how to sculpt and stuff like that, because that's their trade. And then as soon as things got legal, it's like, well, fuck, dude, I'm going to take this sculpture and turn it into a functional piece now. And that's what I always tell people. So, like, on the West Coast, this is really, like, a normal thing. Everybody knows about high-end glass. In the South, it's not really like that yet.
Yeah.
And so we're working on those things. And so I tell people all the time, like, would it freak you out if I told you I sold a $5,000 dolly or a $10,000 Picasso? No. Well, then what good is it if you can't fucking smoke out of it?
And what's great about you, Johnny Ash, that's what you're doing for the state of Texas. You're starting here in Houston. I commend you for that. I commend you for bringing somebody like JB over here to doing things like that, who's legendary in the game. And when you mentioned the Tommy Chongs, it actually reminded me of when I worked at Power 106, Tommy came in. I actually have a bong that you made that I was in my head before. I was thinking, going, hey, man, I want to fuck a JB bong. I'm like, wait a minute. I actually have one. You guys made, and you brought him to the station a long time ago. I don't know if you remember this, but you guys came to Power 106, and it was the bong you made where it has a bubble on the sides that comes down. And Tommy's face is in it. Yeah.
So right now, there's a new line we're doing. It's called Tommy Chong Bong, and you can find it on Tommy Chong's website, and we make all that stuff for him, and we've gotten really creative with it. Keep some really new school progressive stuff on there, and try to appease Tommy and make sure it's pieces that he approves of. So
yeah, it's great because it's literally the bong that I have in my home office. So I have it, and because Tommy signed it as well for me, and I always tell people, oh, this is my Tommy Chong bong, and I forgot to realize it's really your bong.
The funny thing is when we were all arrested, it was some undercover officers that had him sign the bong, which made it proof that he sold them that piece, and he did it at a head shop down here somewhere. I don't, that's how they rolled him up in the end.
Isn't that so crazy?
Keep your signed Tommy Chong bong.
Keep that,
keep it alive, because you know good bongs go to heaven.
Yes, they
exactly.
do.
Exactly. And you know what's crazy? Bro. It's never been used once. I keep like, nope, you can't use this one. This is artwork right here.
Uh-huh. And it's fine. Keep the cat away from it.
I tried to buy it off him. I'm like, let me get that one, bro.
He comes to my home office. He's like, what is it? I'm like, look at it. I forgot this is the one you asked
the homie.
Made,
I knew exactly. I was like, this is homie's. Do you really want this? Oh, it's for him.
Bring it up next time at the poker game.
Yes, when we're drinking.
How much? How much can I give it? And not only that, I remember at the time when he brought him in, and him telling us the price, and it was like, you know, I don't know, maybe $1,500, whatever it was at the time. And I was like, what the $1,500 for a bong?
Sure. Well,
here you go, Joe. This is for you. This is like a 94, maybe.
It's in the 80s, Joe.
Piece unused now is worth a lot of money. There's groups online, the Tommy Chong Bong group, and we have a Jerome Baker group, you know, 10,000 strong, that just buys and sells work. Anything that I made that was before the arrest, which they call pre-operation pipe dreams, is worth 10 to 20 times.
So
the
what's mine
value.
Worth with that bubble with 20, his face in, the, in his bubble?
10 to 20 times what is what? You,
yeah,
what
it's
what
probably it? 10 to 20 times what you
probably
paid for it originally.
20 grand.
Well, if I was given it, then how? I was blessed with it at the time. Tommy came with. Bottom line is, I'm happy.
I'll give you 2 grand
for it, Joe. I'll give you 2 grand for it, Joe. You know, we're gonna take a break real quick. When we come back, we want to do the high five with both of you guys.
Awesome.
Right
have
on.
Some fun with you guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101, all the way live at C3 in Houston. We'll be right back after this.
Woo! We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 right here live at the Counterculture Convention in Houston, Texas.
And you know what? We haven't did this in a little minute, but I just want to thank Erica, Daniel, Cal, Irtazar, Christian, Danny, Kevin, Andrew, Zeke, Zach, Cash, Cam, Salar, Nadia, Pitt, Chris Franchino, Jennifer, and Elvis for all the work that you guys do for us.
Yeah, man. Thank you, guys.
And helping us all out here. Yeah. It takes
love
a team.
You guys.
We're just the good looks and the stretch marks up here that are making the show look good. And, of course, JB with the long hair. Both of you guys with long, sexy hair.
Hair farmers, man. Yeah. Hair farmers.
I love it. But thank you, guys, team-wise, because without you, we don't have all of us. So team-wise makes the dream work. You guys, I want to do the high five with you. Before we do the high five, though, how hard is it to get that bus here with all this pyro type shit in there? Do you have to like go through states, firemen departments? Like, what do you have to go through to make all this stuff happen?
Fire marshals.
That's it. Yeah.
And you always want to be really polite with those guys because they can make or break your day. Down here, you know, Southern hospitality prevails, so it's usually pretty easy to get along. Just do what they ask you to do.
They have fire extinguishers, and they're set up in a manner that kind of floats along the guidelines in here. It's similar to what a cooking show would be at these trade shows.
Sure. Right.
And we know from Las Vegas we've had, you know, up to 100 glass blowers blowing at one time in the convention center. So we know it's possible. And once we approach these different fire inspectors in the different cities, we're able to prove through those other means that it's been done and able to be done. And
I just heard a story recently from Keith Allen, who's doing G4 Live, right? And he was saying, yeah, the crazy thing is a fire marshal said something like, and I don't know the terminology, am I correct? Correct me if I'm wrong, please. A 5-gallon barrel or something, and then a 1-gallon barrel or a 1-whatever type. And all these problems. I was like, what do you mean? Aren't they just blowing glass and you just hook it up and like, oh, no, Joe, there's a whole ordeal.
It's different. Everybody
wants
something different.
And they had to change it. Like, he's like, no, we have to change it. It's a big, mass, crazy thing we have to do.
Everybody wants something different, but for the most part, across the board, it's all about safety. And so that rig that of ours is on the road 2-3 days a week. So we've been doing this for 13 years now. Like, we're very familiar with a lot of this and how the process works. So we're ready to rock.
And you have an online store as well, so people could order from here in Houston. What is that?
Absolutely. It's bombdiggity.com, bombdiggity.com.
And Bomb Diggity, the glass gallery, go out there. And, of course, at Jerome_Baker, check him out, the legendary glass blower. We want to do the high five with you guys as we like to ask all of our guests some fun questions.
Let's do it.
We'll start with you, JB. You'll answer the question. You'll answer it next. We'll go in that order for the first 5 questions. Question number 1, how old were you the first time you smoked cannabis, and where'd you get it from?
I was probably 12, and I peeled it off my grandfather's plant.
Nice.
No way. So Gramps
smoked right out of the microwave.
So now we got to back up a little bit. So you come from the family of growers?
Yeah, you know, I was born and raised in Miami, Florida. My brother had a giant cigarette boat on the intercoastal and a Porsche 911 and ended up getting locked up for 700 kilos of cocaine back in 86, and he was on the front page of the Herald, and when I got arrested, I was worried about some RICO thing. You know what I mean? But yeah, I come from it, and it's an honor to be part of it. You know, and you know, it's all my family smoked cannabis, you know, through my upbringing, and it's pretty normalized.
I love when you hear about the like Blues family. You grew up. I started smoking when I was 6. My brother was 16, and then went to prison when I was 10 for selling dope too. So when you say that,
you know, there's times when I was smoking a dried banana peel for some reason, or I would dry out the lettuce. You guys probably did this when you were kids too, or even peel the tree that looked like cannabis, thinking you were onto something. But why is that? Maybe we're from that tribe, you know. So the other people don't, you know, it's not for everybody.
Doesn't resonate with
everybody. But some people are just drawn to that being for some reason.
So it's funny you say that because I was sitting in, you know, I have a picture, you know, and I'm literally like, you know, and butt naked in my backyard, this big, you know, just a young little, and I'm holding my dad's bud plant, and I'm like. Look like I'm trying to pull it out, and he's
awesome.
Reaching for me.
Cut the shit.
And he's reaching.
And your mom's taking the picture, going, "I'm going to show you, asshole."
And you know, and they literally got me right there in the backyard, like yanking it, and it's like, and it was never illegal in my home. You know what I mean? It was like in a lot of homes, I go, my friends would come over and be like, "Hey, don't bring that stuff over to my house," you know, or you know, and I'm like, "What stuff are you talking about?"
We just thought mom's cigarettes smelled weird.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah,
we didn't know shit.
And then people are just, so again, it's like that tribe, you know what I mean? You're from this tribe that people don't really know about, and so it's an amazing culture, and now it's becoming something that it's all dear to our hearts.
Yeah, yeah, and being able to come out of the closet, so to say, has really
the
been
green
a
closet
lot of fun.
Is what we like closet.
It's really been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. And Jason, now you answer that question. How old were you the first time you got cannabis, and where'd you get it from?
Jake. Oh, I was 13, and my little brother actually is the one that was
the
like,
little
"Yo,
one.
Yeah." No, he's a punk ass. Like he was on it quick.
Yeah,
he was about 9, 10 years old, man, and he was rolling it up. But we kind of grew up in a weird area. It was very
hold on, isn't it illegal here?
we're still making progress on that. But yeah, man, it was definitely illegal then, especially for you know kids that young. But yeah, it was out of a Coke can, man, and we just did the damn thing.
The old Coke can.
Had no idea what we were doing.
Poke the holes
and you get a little net from the fucking.
Oh, dude,
man, it was.
I'm still wondering when Alzheimer's is gonna set in,
dude. You know,
straight up ditch
you know,
weed too.
The funniest part, dude, is when I figured out the carb on the side. So it was like everybody had just a little poking on the top, and they'd be hitting it. And then I was like, "Oh, dude!" And I put the hole in the side and made the carb. And everybody was like, "No way, dude!
Game change!
Like,
how'd you
change.
Do that?"
Yeah. And I was like, "No, just hold it over there." Question number two of the high five: what is your favorite way to use cannabis?
My favorite way to use cannabis is going to be to do a small bong hit, do it all in one hit, and pull the chamber through. And that's,
so you prefer
that's
a small one rather
hit.
Than the bigger ones that you're making.
Yeah, correct. I just like
when
a
you
little,
say small. What is your small though?
I just
JD?
Like what we call snapper hits.
Yeah,
that's what I've designed my whole line around.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a snapper hit out of a bong. It's kind of like doing a half a shot of tequila and setting off for the day. You're gonna be perfect.
Yeah, that's
pinner, snapper,
that's,
the
I'm
same
a, I'm a small, just a little boom. And
now,
you know,
now I have spoke with somebody recently who needs to burn the resin at 500 degrees and only attains that by a very thick cigar-sized joint and smokes the first half of it.
Is it Mark Wasserman? Because that sounds like our partner over here.
But it makes sense. Yeah. It's a different way to inhale and resin on it.
What about you, Jay?
I'm a glass guy for sure. I like having my own little piece that I walk around with and just keep it lit throughout the day. My mom always carried like a little chillum around when she was doing chores around the house, and she always called it mom's little helper. So I just kind of inherited. I got all my cool from her, so like I inherited that. So yeah, man, the first time I got one of his hammers, like that thing didn't leave my hand or my pocket for probably a year and a half.
Nice.
Just walking around snapping
just
it
rolling
all day
it.
Long.
Just roll.
That is great. It's the high five all the way live at C3 in Houston. We got Jason, the owner of JBD, Johnny Hash, co-owner of Bomb Diggity, of course, at Jerome Baker. Question number three of the high five. Craziest place you ever used cannabis or smoked?
Oh, straight up the Super Bowl. I fucking smoked the fatty at the Super Bowl.
Which Super Bowl? Where?
It was when the Broncos played, and we were in San Francisco at the brand new Levi's Stadium. And I'm tied
a few years
in.
Back. Okay.
I'm tied in with a couple of NFL heavyweights. I don't even want to mention their names because they would fucking kill me. But I rolled the fatty, and they were just really harping on me.
And you're
not,
on the field
you can't
or
do
the
that.
Did
you can't
they smoke
do that.
With
we were down on the 50-yard line. And what I did, you know, there's military and police everywhere. And what I did was I just had the big fatty in my hand, and I would kind of cup it and light it and just inhale as deep as I could and then snuff it out. and put it away, and then just walk the crowd and blow big, fat, wafty hits around on these people.
Dude, nobody knew what to think.
That is awesome.
Definitely Super Bowl.
On the 50, on the field?
Dude, on the 50-yard line.
It's like the Secret Service.
Hey, dog, you just took it to the next level. You're right. Not only Secret Service, but it's so highly secured at the Super Bowl.
And because I was with some, like, NFL people, I would have gotten everybody in trouble. So they were just super pissed off of me. But I did it.
He did
I got my story.
I love
Cannabis
it.
101.
Yeah. Hey, dog, I love it. What about you, Jay?
Probably 30,000 feet up in the air, man. Like, when I first started flying, it used to give me a ton of anxiety and stuff like that. I wasn't really used to it. And so, I just...
The secret bong hit in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So you said when you first started flying, so you were smoking flower then.
Yeah.
That's the crazy ones, because now anybody can smoke cannabis on a plane,
right? You
can
sneak,
right?
Like, you know, your carts and things like that. But yeah,
vaping, you're
unbelievable. I was in there just tearing it up, man, and you know, like, everybody knew, like, even the stewardess, they're like, you do that again, dude, you're in trouble. And I was like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Yeah. You know, like,
I'm nervous up here. Can you hold my hand, please?
At that point, man, I was already so fucking baked that I was, whatever, man, do what you're going to do.
You're all cuff me, please, lady.
Cross-eyed and slouching in the chair.
Question number four of the high five. What is your go-to munchie after you get high? The go-to munchie.
I'm gonna tell you. Spam musubi.
No, spam with the
spam like from Hawaii.
Yeah,
spam.
Yeah.
Spam
yeah.
With what the, you Samoan?
Spam with
some
that
rice and some
with
soy
that,
sauce.
With that seaweed wrapped around.
Wow.
Yeah, nothing
do you
like
put the
it.
The soy
man.
Sauce on it.
It's like the master bologna.
The can that you got to peel and just my god.
Have you tried it with the
meat
the,
candy
with soy sauce and wasabi and do the whole bite like that?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It's funny. You just took me back to like high school with my Samoan buddies and cooking that with a bunch of ketchup and hot sauce.
Oh yeah, nothing like a good spam, man.
Oh my god. Goodness. What about you, Jay?
If I'm on the run, dude, it's a Little Debbie's oatmeal cream pie. No questions asked.
Debbie's.
If I'm at the crib, bro, like I make a peanut butter and jelly, but I cook it like a grilled cheese, right? And so you got to eat it with a fork, but that shit is fire.
Wow.
Highly recommend.
Never had
inspiration.
That.
Dude,
you just
live,
made my
live your
fat
life.
Cells come out.
Live your best life, homie. Trust me.
I gained weight just thinking about it.
Right.
You've got my information, dude. I want to hear it from you.
I want to come over to your house and you make me one.
No, I'm kill it, dude.
We're in Texas.
I live 6 minutes up
Slather.
The road, bro. I got you.
Don't talk about it. Be about it. You can find him at Bomb Diggity. You can find him at Jerome_Baker. It's the High Five Cannabis Talk 101. Question number five. If you could smoke cannabis with anyone,
dead or alive,
who would it be and why? And you know what, JB? You probably smoke with a lot of cats.
Yeah.
I have smoked with a lot of cats, but the one cat I'd like to smoke with is Jerry Garcia. Ooh. So maybe when we someday I'll be at that big casino in the sky and we could all be smoking together.
Love and it. Why Jerry?
Why Jerry? It was somebody, you know, I've explained it to people before, like if you were a churchgoer and your favorite preacher was up there preaching, making you and your family cry every time he did a sermon, that to me was like what Jerry was when we followed that Grateful Dead around.
That is a good one right there. I mean, you're right, and it's legendary. And it's funny
legendary.
Because, you know, those legendary guys like that, and everybody has their person. And, you know, it's always great when you hear, like, a legendary name like that. Of course, that's who it is. What about you, Jay?
Man, probably Nikola Tesla.
Nice.
That dude was wild. Cool. You know what I mean?
Like, break that down more. I'm familiar, but not familiar. Why
the master of electricity, man.
Yeah,
it's the dude that Edison robbed.
That's right. Okay. I knew the name, but I wasn't 100% going to be like, that's who it is.
That's who Elon Musk he named the company after this guy. Yeah. And he created alternative and direct current, the AC/DC.
So you
want to
find out how he feels being robbed and just being shamed and not getting the proper dues?
Well, it'd be funny to listen to him rant about all that, but like it would just be crazy to be like, you know, like because I'm not sure if he ever consumed cannabis or not. He most likely did.
Probably
the,
did. Yeah,
the dude was a genius.
Oh,
but
he probably
just
did for
the,
sure.
The
yeah.
like the stoned rambling of ideas, like that would be insane. That'd be really really cool.
And the Tesla coils that I've seen at Burning Man are like no other.
Yeah,
you know, massive lightning shooters.
Yeah,
you know, Jason, I want to ask you a question because you're a local cat out here in Houston, Texas. The laws and regulations, I'm not too familiar with everything, but I heard as I was smoking a cigar out in front of the hotel last night, some locals were telling me you could have up to 2 ounces and not get in trouble. 4 ounces.
4 ounces is a Class B
wow.
misdemeanor, which is a ticket, but like if the cop's being a dick, he can take you to jail, so be respectful. And most likely they're just going to let you off with a warning or a ticket.
And don't drive and smoke.
Yeah.
You drive and
that's everywhere. Yeah.
Well,
everywhere.
Is it still probable cause here, though, if they smell it in your car? Or that's no
longer? As long as you're in the city of Houston or Harris County, we have a really, really badass DA. And she won't even talk to the police unless it's like more than 7 grams and they have to have a true probable cause, which smell is not. And we also just loosened up... up until, I want to say, earlier this year, it was a Class A felony to have concentrates on you. It was the same charge as, like, cocaine and heroin. Just recently...
Do you have any, by any chance?
No, just kidding. But I got concentrates. Yeah, right? But now it's, I think you can have up to, like, 2 ounces on you, and it's a misdemeanor now. So we are making the steps, and we're considered a compassionate use state. So
sure.
Basically, they're trying to figure out where all this money's going to go, and then we'll have it.
What is your gut as you're so in tune with the market? You're sitting there making bongs. You're sitting there with an art gallery, for God's sakes. You're waiting for that moment where it's fully recreational out here and legal. What does your gut say? I know nobody has a crystal ball, but are you born and raised here? You got the feel of the pulse. What do you think?
I'm thinking the soonest, maybe 18 months. The longest, maybe 3 to 5 years, tops. Most likely closer to 2 or 3.
With that, can sounds I ask like both so of far. You a question?
Yeah.
I want you each to answer my question. What year do you think national legalization will happen?
The feds.
I think it's going to happen next year.
So you're saying 2022?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't. 2025?
That's my guess, too. Mark it here. Okay.
2025?
Episode number XXX.
365.
JP,
what about you?
We're in episode 366 or 365.
The feds, man, I'm thinking probably like 2023 at the latest. But as soon as the feds do it, Texas will roll with it. And I used to want it to happen sooner. But now, like, that I know what I know and I've traveled so much and I'm in the thing, I hope they take their sweet-ass time. Because the longer they take, the more time I've got to take to set shop up. You know what I mean?
And there's so many things, though, you guys, when I think about it. Not only do it right, I get so overwhelmed and complicated with... Once it becomes fully recreational legal, the state lines, there's so many other random things that when you start to talk about, well, how are they going to do this? Well, how are you going to, everybody can just say, just do it. It is just do it, but there's a lot of technical things that we have to consider, which are like so mind-boggling. Once I get into serious dialogue with people about it and we start to really break it down, it's not so simple as...
Not
just
at all.
The one good thing is complex. We have models off of existing models in legal states, but the big picture model is the wine model. And the wine model kind of earmarks with what we're doing and kind of goes along with
especially
the different champagne, Bordeaux, the regions, and the names that
already,
we hold.
You're already seeing it with glass, too. You already see it with glass. You already see it with alcohol and stuff. Like, anybody can go anywhere and get a Bud Light. But, like, if you want to get a local brewery, like, craft will prevail after... You know, the wave happens.
The quality,
and so that's what it
correct.
Is. You'll see it in brands, any market.
And as we've seen, it's very difficult to have high-end quality and massive quantities.
Yes.
It's just the nature of the plant and the respect that we have to understand and the what it teaches us in our own lives, right?
Yeah, 100%. And I just can't wait to see the time when, of course, it's being sold at Costco. And you're like, what kind of weed is that, Kirkland?
It's going to happen.
You know what I mean? Kirkland weed. I'm in, baby. I love their vodka.
But yeah. I have
7-Eleven.
It's Grey Goose, for God's
sake.
I have that conversation with a lot of people, though. I'm like, you know, you don't think it's going to go through the Costco chains and all through all the smoke shops everywhere? It has to, because the rollout isn't big enough for these massive MSOs to get involved. There's no way. They can't just go, we're going to go into every little dispensary everywhere. No, it's got to be in every single liquor store, grocery store, wherever you can buy a cigarette or or alcohol. It has to be that big because it's that big.
Yeah.
I think people are naive thinking, it's going to only be in our dispensaries. And it's like, I think you might be wrong, you know? So we'll find out, though.
Is there anything we're missing, you guys, before we let you guys go that you want to promote, talk about, or talk about how good Blue and I look or anything else?
Well, you guys are looking great, but I definitely want to tell you, when you go to my Instagram, Jerome_Baker, you can fill out a thing on there and get a virtual tour. So I have hotties on the other end. No matter where you are, you can tune in live and FaceTime with a girl and go onto my gallery and get yourself a bong.
Facts.
And our bongs are kind of like it's a Harry Potter wand shop deal. You know, you can go in there, be part of the thing, and that let the bong pick you. So Jerome_Baker, kind of come in and check out what we're offering. It's just a different way to promote it.
I love
media.
It.
I love that, dude.
That's cool.
That's
you know what I love, Jerome? I would love for you to be inspired that we could put a bong in our office in Orange County.
We have to do a 101. I want to come visit the studio. I'll be spending a little time down there and definitely looking to promote my cannabis on the ground over there. So even if we can invite a couple people over,
100%.
Taste my product live on the thing.
Yeah.
I want to get reactions and show you guys what the chronic shit is that we have.
Let's collab. Everybody
him and
so
I geek out. Him and I geek out on the phone all the time. It's just when we can catch each other. Sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely a creative in this whole thing that we have, and the booth set up here today
this
represents what your vibe is, and this is the ultimate way to come out and share experiences, collect content, and let people know about what our tribe is and who it is and what we can do and offer each other. So it's a really cool service you're providing, man.
Thank you, brother.
This is definitely the first
from
of
you,
it.
That's
a lot
that's
of people
amazing.
Went wanting to do something like this, but you guys have been pushing. I even saw you next to the midget wrestling in California. We were in the middle of the desert in California. The midget wrestling was great, dude.
Literally.
But yeah. I appreciate seeing you out there.
Yeah, man. Well, but speaking of collabs, man, I work for a vaporizer company as well. It's like electronic dab straw, basically. It's
so good.
What are they called?
It's Dip Devices. So we have a few different models. When y'all get unbusy later, y'all come see me. I'll show you what's
the
up.
The Dip device is incredible. I'm able to take the device just fresh as it is. It's the size of a pen, and stick it right into my concentrates and smoke instantly before I leave the building. And it's a really cool device. We're going to be selling in California a half gram of live resin with the Dip device for $50.
Yep.
Wow.
It's a really great price, and it allows everybody to dab now instantly. So
that's
super
fantastic.
Fun to bring to the market.
And if you're in Houston, definitely stop by the brick and mortar. It's literally like an art gallery for stoners. It's amazing. We have tons of independent local artists worked in there. You're not going to see a whole lot of import stuff that you would see anywhere else in the world. We also are getting ready to drop the best glass cleaner that we've ever seen. That's the most natural form.
I love that stuff, actually.
Yeah, the quartz clean's gnarly. Definitely be on the lookout for that. That'll be like a month away. But if you're going to be here today and tonight, y'all come by the booth. We have an official after party over at one of the spots. We got flyers for it tonight. Like, y'all come through, man.
Let's
we're going
to
take
the
care
after
of y'all.
Party, guys.
Show you
we're
how
hanging and banging.
Down.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Well, thank you guys for joining this show, guys.
Thank you.
And remember this. If no one else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.